This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Jeff Sandhu, together with
Arvind Yuvraj
and Audrey Raj.
And you are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. And on the show today, as you may have heard earlier on, we're asking you to get in touch with us. We're talking about street hawking. This is where entrepreneurs in the food and beverage industry, they come up to you while you're stuck in the traffic jams or the traffic light intersections, and they come and sell you food. And we want to know from you, is this an opportunity or an eyesore now that it has sort of arrived here in Malaysia? So you can get in touch with us. We're on BFM Radio at Twitter and also on Instagram, and you can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Let us know your thoughts, and then we will get to that story in just a moment. We also have a story about how to keep your most ambitious employees from leaving, and then following that, can puppy profiles combat hiring biasness? That's interesting. All right, maybe I should change my profile photo after that story. And also, because it's World Radio Day today, we're talking something along the lines where, they always talk of like video killed the radio star. There was that song about it. Yeah. And I think Grand Theft Auto, me and Arvin, remember Grand Theft Auto made famous with that song. It's streaming killing the radio star then, though, since video didn't quite kill the radio star. So get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or at BFM Radio on Twitter and Instagram. Now, moving on to main story that we have, street hawking. This is a new trend that has, normally it's very popular in neighboring countries like Indonesia and Vietnam, and even in Bangkok as well, you could find them. The popular locations is normally at the traffic light intersections, which gives more time for the traders and hawkers to sort of show off what they're selling off to you before the traffic light turns green. And in Kuala Terengganu, especially at traffic light intersections in the city centre, have seen a rise of the street hawking. Once the light turns red, they will be on their toes, hopping from one vehicle to another, and they're peddling their wares and hop back on the divider before the light turns green. Most of these street hawkers, they sell food and drinks such as meatballs with black pepper sauce, fruits and fried bananas with cheese as well. Now, this trend started in KL and Kelantan and has been spreading around to Terengganu at the end of last year. One of the street hawkers who commented on the new Sarawak Tribune says that, and he sells these meatballs with black pepper sauce, and he said that prior to this, he operated a food stall under the Sultan Mahmud Bridge, but the business was slowing down due to parking problems and people in a hurry, especially those that are on their way to pick up their children from the nursery or babysitters while on their way home from work. They won't have the time to stop and look for parking. So it is different when they stop at the traffic light intersections. They just need to wave their hands and we'll go to their car and we make a sale. They don't even have to park their vehicles or queue. So this new business trend seems to be well accepted by the public, with many of them actually impressed with the spirit and also the diligence of the street hawkers, who are not deterred or actually feel ashamed to be in the rain or in the hot sun trying to earn a living. Now, interestingly though, the guy that's selling this meatballs, he said that his sales has increased rapidly. He now has 13 workers to help him sell his meatballs at four different locations every single day. And his mother had been selling preserved mango at the Pasar Besar and for some time now, but believed that, she could actually make more money if they were to go through these street hawking. So they now have 60 distributors at seven traffic lights intersections and have employed 35 people in the help of a process of making these preserved mangoes. So there you go. He's banking on this trend because there is a demand.
This is like entrepreneurship.
Yeah. So I did a bit of a study in terms of the street hawking thing. So in Africa, it's also a big thing. And if you go on, any search platform, if you search for street hawking and you look at images, most of these images would come from an African continent, right? And there's a study that was done, and it says that, a lot of these big cities, they want to drive away these street hawkers because it's like an eyesore. But maybe there's an opportunity at how to better channel them, because this is a clear sign that there is a demand that needs to be fed. If A meets B and then, you know, you make a sale, you actually have a market. And all you need to do is just maybe find a way that would work for both sides, that it doesn't become like an eyesore where, you know, trash and littering around the streets is not as, you know, as heavy as it would be, because sometimes you would find people just throwing out outside of their window then. But if you can find a way to manage that, maybe this might work.
Yeah, so we were talking about this outside just before we came on air. For me, like personally, when I think about if it's food peddling, then maybe there's a bit of a eyesore because you cannot control. And then the other things like safety, you know, how these people, if they're running up and under the cars, then they have
to
beat the traffic.
They might get knocked down.
They might get knocked down and stuff. But then we spoke about what if they're giving out services? Like, let's say they let you top up either your prepaid or your, let's say like a touch and go service kind of thing. You know, they're selling those things. Then suddenly I went like, yeah, you know, that would work.
Because you're stuck in traffic jam most of the time. And if you want to top up your reload cards, you have to stop, find a parking, and then get into a petrol station or something, and then you do your top up, and then you start your car again and you start driving. Yeah. Imagine if you could do that seamlessly, in the sense that if you're just stuck in a traffic light.
I think the key word here is convenience. I think any small service that's offered while you're in your car, you don't have to get out your car, you don't have to park, I think would be beneficial for, you know, anyone that lives in a city like we do in the Klang Valley. Like, I remember, I think a couple of years back, on the Motorola bridge, just before you get onto the Motorola bridge from the Federal Highway, there used to be this couple that would come and sell snacks while you're waiting at that intersection at the traffic light. Right? And I used to be so worried for this lady, because I was always worried that, you know, the light would turn green and, you know, someone might knock her. I'm worried about safety, but she was there every day, come rain or shine. And you know, like, one day I actually managed to strike up a conversation with her, and she says, like, you know, this is the best location, and she's managed to put her kids through school. Wow. So that just shows how viable this business model is. Because also this guy in Kuala Terengganu, he has 35 employees. I know some restaurants that can't even manage with 2 employees, right?
Yeah. So in Africa, street hawkers are normally for the poor people. They label them as poor people who can't afford to run shops and stalls in the markets or on street corners as well, because many of them just make enough money to take care of basic needs for the day. But though, it's now changing, because, like, you know, the guy in Terengganu, he used to have a stall under a bridge, but parking is an issue. People don't have the time to find this parking, so he's just catering to a demand, and he's realizing that, you know what, people are still hungry, but they just don't have the time to stop the car and park and get some food. So why don't you just do it's an open restaurant, your highway is restaurant. You just wave the hand and the guy comes running up to you, he's like, can I take your order? And you're like, I want this in 5 minutes. He comes back because you're stuck in a jam. Where can you go
Even the picture that we put up on Twitter for this story, the card that he's holding up, the banner, it's like professionally printed, nicely done up, designed.
Designed
and stuff. Yeah, it's not like Manila card something, you know, 3, 4, 10, whatever. No, so it's like nicely done. There's like branding going on and all that.
If done right, maybe it could work. Right.
So here's the thing, right? What I understand, like, for the government, it may be, they might be a bit worried about, you know, someone getting knocked down, or how the street might look untidy, or even traffic jams as people slow down to buy things out of their window, right? But what if there was like a designated area, like a space that, you know, okay, you know, if I drive through this area, I can actually buy a dinner for the family, or I can get my touch and go reloaded. And then, you know, you would also know that designated area is just for street hawking. So if you really don't have to pass through there, you won't pass through there unless you actually want to buy something. So, like, having a designated, like...
It's a drive-through street hawking.
Exactly.
Just drive-through street hawkers,
like,
right?
Like roadrunners.
Yeah.
Just
that. You know, just like how at the, you know, most of the roads or the highways in town, you would have sort of a bus lane that you would take off, where the buses would stop at the side on the left hand side of the road, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if just, you know, you have something similar like that, where you can take off the street for a while, maybe a stretch of say like 20 meters or 10 meters stretch, but in that 10-20 meter stretch is just where people will, you know, come up to you and sell stuff. It's like street hawking.
Yeah,
but
so
it's a drive through street hawking.
Yeah, especially since you get stuck in the jam for like half an hour and all.
You might as well get stuck.
It'd be nice to have like meatball, 10 meatballs is it?
Or a Ramly burger.
Yeah, or Ramly lovely burger.
So it looks like 10 meatballs for 10 ringgit in this, in this polystyrene. Yeah. So yeah,
why not?
Why not, right?
Why not?
Yeah. Satisfy your tummy while you get stuck in traffic jam. Probably less people will get angry as well.
Yeah, very true.
And if you're stuck in a traffic jam during like the hot days that we have in KL and all, maybe you could have drinks as well. Right?
Your teh tarik, your
sirap bandongs, your 100 plus and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all salivating here.
You know, if you have teh tarik, Arvin would be there every day.
Yeah, exactly.
So. I will go out of my way to where this guy is and then I'll be like, teh tarik satu?
Get in touch with us. Let us know what are your thoughts on this street hawking trend that seems to be happening quite heavily in Terengganu. Get in touch. It's at BFM Radio on Twitter, at BFM Radio on Instagram, and on WhatsApp, it's 0187898899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.